Discus and Bad Radio broadcast live from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. as we watch all the basketball games at our own little cookie palace. Hooters and Addison, March 17th and 18th from Sports Radio 1310. The Ticket.
All right, we are getting underway, about to set sail here. Let us remind you about Cash America Charity Challenge on Ice 8. Tickets for it are on sale now. You can only get them at www.theticket.com. That would be the ticket website. They are all $13.10. The game is Thursday, March 24th, 7:30, in the Fort Worth Convention Center. The Musers and the Hardline are uniting to form one ticket team to take on a bunch of girls. Daryl Razor Ray will be bringing his mind vitamins to the ticket locker room. And Dale Hansen will coach the girls' team. And if you'd like tickets, go on the ticket website, get them. All right, we have Snake Cota Davidson here.
Snake Cota.
With a story for us, no doubt, about Las Vegas.
You know, I wish that...
And the seamier side of his trip there that he won't tell on the air. Maybe he's reconsidered that.
I wish that I would have requested the snake pit for this, because I'm very upset.
Well, you can.
We can go back.
You can.
I can.
Get ready for an all-new Hardline segment. It's time to step into the snake pit. And now, with something completely over the top, the host and star of the Snake Pit, Snake.
Let me just say this.
Go ahead.
If you're going to request the pit,
yeah,
you better not under-deliver.
I don't know what to do about this certain situation that has popped up in my life over the last couple of weeks. As I might have mentioned prior to now, I belong to a gymnasium, a workout facility in the area.
Gym.
Right. And it's a gymnasium that you're familiar with, Michael, that I would say that about 70% of the people there are over the age of 65. Kind of a geriatric.
Mike Reiner.
Mm-hmm.
And those people are kind of on the back end of fashion. You know, they're not really hip on what to wear and in any situation.
Well, they probably don't care.
No, why would they?
This is a place that I used to belong to myself, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. You know how there's a lot of old people there.
Is this the place you've been going to for a while, Snake?
Yeah, I've been ever since I moved to Dallas.
All right, that's great.
It's where you get fun with old people, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Exactly where it is. So normally these people show up and they've never really, you know, worn the no sweat shirts. What do you call those things? The...
Corona?
No, that's
not it. The play dry?
Coral.
Yeah. They just kind of wear whatever they got. Old sneakers, old Stan Smiths to work out in. You know,
what's wrong with that?
Well, nothing. And whatever, you know, khaki shorts or something like that.
What's wrong with that?
They just don't really dress.
They're not worried about, like, having the best technical athletic gear.
Mm-mm. Well, somebody over...
Well, what are you there for?
You're there
to look good or to...
No, you're there to work out. I never had a problem with it, but I have a problem with this now. I never had a problem with their dilapidated, antiquated gear. But somebody in the crew, one of the 500 old people that works out there, got the idea that, hey, man, it'd be cool if, you know, we maybe stepped into some modern athletic times and maybe buy some bike shorts to wear underneath your shorts. Which, you know what the bike shorts are? Those black Lycra?
Lycra.
Yeah, I don't, you know.
Compression shorts.
Right. Which everybody wears underneath their workout gear, which is fine. Only these guys take it to a new level. That's all they wear.
They're just wearing Lycra bike shorts?
There's no shorts over it. And one guy started doing it and then recommended it to another friend of his, and now it's spreading like wildfire up there at the gym. And so here are all these old people, and they're old.
You mean you're supposed to wear something over that?
Yeah.
And you do, Ron, so don't play dumb over there. You do. I've seen your workout gear.
Well, do they wear anything under it?
No.
How do you know this?
No, that ain't happening.
Because you can tell.
Because the twig and berry are all smushed up.
Yeah, man, it's just...
disgusting.
Well, now, I was told you're not supposed to wear anything under that.
Would you tell him to stop it? Stop his comedy?
Think I can do that?
So here these old guys are.
No, seriously, I thought you weren't supposed to wear anything under it.
Well, you're not.
You're not.
You're not on those shorts, but you're always supposed to wear shorts over
it. You don't wear anything under
just
that
just like
stuff.
You
I mean,
do.
I thought those were like your underwear.
They are.
They are.
You've got that part down.
That's all they're wearing.
But they just
see nothing wrong with that.
Gross.
It is gross. So here they are parading around in their little skimpy drawers.
Looks like somebody mushed a wad of cookie dough down the front of their pants.
Yeah, and what do you... You can't say anything to these people.
Yuck.
Why not? Why does it bother you?
Have you told them?
Because it's gross.
Have you tried to say anything to them about it?
No.
Just go there and work out. Don't worry what anybody else wears.
I don't worry about it. It's just really disgusting, and I can promise you the women that work out...
Well, then... Join another
club.
All
right, what are you going to do about that?
Adopt it.
Join another club.
What is wrong with you?
No, I'm not joining another club. I like it too much. I like it, the fact that there's a lot of old people there, because it's not one of those Addison poser gyms where guys are doing a billion curls in an hour's time. It's just gym. People hang out, you know? They work out. Do
literally.
Yeah.
But, old guys showing their gray baskets.
Yes. And the worst part is, like, these guys, some of the guys are, like, big, you know, heavy guys. And so that's, and they have the beer guts, but then they'll have pencil-thin legs. And they're wearing these, and they wear, like, tight shirts. And so their gut hangs over, and they're wearing these tight little, I mean, it's like they're not wearing, it's like their thighs are painted black, basically. That's how goofy it looks. And these little stick legs and with their Stan Smiths and their socks pulled up to their knees. I mean, it's pretty comical.
I like you, devils.
It's pretty comical.
I want to work out with you.
Yeah, it's funny.
Well, have you ever thought about maybe having a conversation with them and telling them that, look...
What am I going to do? You can't say anything to these people.
Maybe they don't know.
Obviously, they don't know.
Okay, then it should fall to you to tell them.
No, because there's a lot of people there that are my
age. They would look to you as the leader of the gym.
Jim.
No. There is no solution.
Hey, Dill.
You just have to hope that they die soon.
Wow.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
We're just going to send that.
That's just sad. Hey, I have a workout story real quick.
Go ahead.
Stupid, too.
That will go unnamed. A small gym that I work out at.
Okay.
It's very small, and it has two elliptical machines.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I get off work, and I drive over, and I'm hoping that I can get one of those, because usually nobody works out there at 7:30. Well, I walk in last night, and my life force was drained as just hopping on both ellipticals were two big, fat ladies with American Idol on the TVs turned up to 10, and they're going about a half a mile an hour watching Idol, sipping Frappuccinos.
Nothing you can do.
There's nothing you can do.
Yeah, you can.
Just go there and get on the bicycle.
I did.
You ask them to get off.
I say that's quality Idol watching time.
Okay, let me tell you something. They were adding calories while they were working out.
What about the...
Because those Frappuccinos have like 700 calories in them, and I'm telling you, that those ladies would damn thing for a week to burn that at the pace they were going.
What about the ladies like that, you know, if there's one treadmill open and she gets on it or whatever, you're waiting on a treadmill and you see somebody on there and it's like a big fat lady wearing like sandals and like literally just walking slower than a turtle.
I mean, you
doing no
so
good.
So slow that you can't physically walk that slow if you're not on a treadmill.
Right.
Yeah.
She doesn't even have the thing on.
No, well, I go to a small gym, too, probably a lot like the one Danny goes to, and I came out of the locker room one time, and there were two ladies on bicycles, and they were so engrossed in the TV, they weren't even pedaling anymore. I'm not kidding. And I walked out. I go, hey, ladies, come on. Let's pick it up a little bit. You got to at least pedal.
You did?
Yeah, well, they
good
just started.
Good for you.
No, I was just.
Good for you.
I was just gigging them. They
now,
started
see,
laughing about it.
That's a take charge guy
That's
there.
Right.
That's what you need to be at your gym.
Kevin Scott.
You need to go and act like you're a personal trainer.
Like maybe correct them on their form and then tell them, hey, man, just lose the bike shorts, Grant.
Or you just need to go in there one day and, you know, just kind of get around a bunch of them as they're standing around talking because they probably congregate and talk, right?
Oh, yeah, afterwards.
And they're probably nude.
Hey.
In the locker room.
Just walk up to a big group and go, hey, guys, I can tell what religion you are. Let's cover those monsters up next time, all right? And just clap a couple times and slap them on the back and then walk away. And they're going to be self-conscious about the fact that you can see their manhood.
All right, look, next time they're out there in the gym and there are two or three of them congregating and talking, just kind of go over there by them and just go, hey, guys, how are we doing today? Name's Snake. Going to put you all through a little bit of a workout here. First, need to get into proper attire. Just take over, man.
You can do that. Will you do that?
My name's Snake.
If you record that, do that and take your mini disc. We'll play it on the air, and I'll give you $5.
Oh, thanks, man.
At Atlas.
Hey, Snake. Hey. Snake.
Let's get the blood pumping, guys. Come on.
Let's get it going here.
First of all, time to get
a workout in.
Lose the bike shorts.
Or maybe I should just buy...
We've got some gym shorts here.
Why don't you invest in some nice geriatric gym shorts for those guys?
I mean, I wouldn't care if they had, like, John Stockton shorts on. It doesn't matter. Just put something over it.
You know, what you should do is eyeball these guys and find out what size they all need. Because you see the same people basically every day, right?
Yeah.
Pretty much?
Yeah.
Just find out how many pair you need. Call up Kevin Healy and say you need that many and just walk by and start tossing free shorts.
That's a great idea.
Here you go. Put a pair of free shorts for you.
And one of the guys, one of the ringleaders, is like, all he wears, his T-shirts are all OU stuff. And so that's even more embarrassing.
Well, no, you've got an in with him.
Well, yeah, I probably do, but I don't want to approach him. What if he bumps into me?
Just got to get in there and just go, hey, name's Snake. And look at him and go, big OU fan.
Hey. Love the Sooners, huh?
See, there's a solution for this, but you got to take charge.
All right.
You got to be proactive.
Yeah. Free Reebok shorts. That's the way to do it.
I'm too shy.
What?
You got to be a take charge guy in this world.
Snake!
Is that it?
Yeah.
That's all you got?
That's all I get.
All right.
A good one.
All right, well, last night on PBS, they had the show about the history of the Harlem Globetrotters. Fascinating stuff. We'll get to it next.